Hi, this is Vonette Wright, and you've tuned into The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Today, our topic is going to be, why is dating after divorce so hard? Now, we're going to also talk about some of the challenges, and we're also going to give maybe just some insight or just, I'm not going to say techniques, but just giving you some insight on things that you can do when you find yourself dating after divorce. Now, if you think divorce is hard and trying to date once it's all over, it can be a little dramatic. For many of us, divorce can be one of the most difficult life events we will ever endure. It's just like a death. I was married for 23 and a half years, and that's a long time, and it's a big change. Breaking away from the habits and routines formed by all those years together was challenging. I felt the loss of identity. Who was I without my ex? What did I want? Could I succeed on my own? How was I going to make it? The answers to some of these questions took a long time to find, and I'm still getting answers to some. You know, divorce throws your life upside down. It shakes you up like a snow globe, and you have no idea how the pieces that you once were will settle. They're just kind of all over the place. And this is complicated by the fact that most of us want some kind of partnership or partnership, plural, which I don't think is for me, but to each their own. If you were in a long-term relationship like I was, the dating world can appear absolutely terrifying. Really, it can be extremely scary. But the idea of dating after divorce, like I said, it can be paralyzing for so many people, men and women alike. So what I'm going to share with you is, you know, why it seems to be so challenging. Number one, you're traumatized by your divorce. And no matter who wanted it or how amicable it was, divorce is a big freaking deal. And it can take a long time to get over. And that's totally normal. So you can't beat yourself up about that. Second, you're afraid of getting hurt. You know, you're licking your wounds from your breakup and the divorce, and you're very timid about making yourself vulnerable again, and that's 100% healthy as well. So you can't, again, you can't break yourself down, and you can't beat yourself up about, you know, how you're feeling, because these are all normal. Third, you're likely not to have dated for a long time. Some people, it's been decades. Okay, I kind of fall into that category. Not decades, but it's been a long time. And you kind of worrying, are you unattractive? Are you still unsexy? Are you too fat? Are you out of touch with the dating world? I mean, there's online dating. I mean, that's a whole nother ball game within itself. You know, you're worrying about, oh my God, am I going to, you know, find someone and getting naked in front of this person at this stage in life? You know, there's so many toxic messages out there about dating after divorce. Or even dating in later in life. It's no wonder you're hesitant. But in reality, you're just out of practice. So the fourth thing is you probably are not trusting yourself. You know, when you were with your spouse, your husband or your wife, you were in a committed relationship and, you know, things were pretty settled. So now you're finding yourself having to trust your own instincts. And really, you don't really trust them because you're not even sure. So when it comes to, you know, trusting yourself, you're going to be a little pickier, you know, and you're not going to put up with some behaviors and you're not going to put up with some things that you stayed with when you were married, and that's perfectly normal. And this is especially prevalent with men because they don't ever want to get the same woman that they had before. But that's another show we're going to talk about. So we're going to come back in 30 seconds. And we're going to talk about, you know, why you're feeling the challenges that you're feeling and how to navigate through some of them. So we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Cheney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Cheney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandracheney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategist. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Hi, this is Vonette Wright. You're back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. We're talking about dating after a divorce, the challenges, and we're going to be talking about now why you have those challenges and how to kind of deal with some of them. Now, if you're, you know, been divorced and you're now ready to say, okay, I'm ready to start dating again, these are some of the feelings and issues you may be facing. Number one, you're going to be insecure. You know, going on a date is nerve-wracking. I mean, even if you weren't divorced, just going on a date is a nerve-wracking experience, especially if you've only chatted with the person through some kind of a dating app, if that's the way you've chose to do it, or, you know, have talked on the phone, or it's a blind date. You're going to be wondering, what do you wear? What if it gets awkward? What if they don't like anything, or they don't look like anything in their pictures if you chose to go that route? What if you don't have anything to say? What if you embarrass yourself? You know, what if they make you uncomfortable? You know, you just don't know. You can even find out what if they don't even like you. You know, it is going to be a point in time that you're going to feel insecure. You know, there's exactly about 13,875 questions you can ask yourself before going on a date. I know, trust me, I've counted. And every one of them can drive you insane. So what you have to do is look at it like this. Each date is an experiment. You have nothing to lose and potentially a lot to gain. So you have to treat it as such. If things go wrong, correct it the next time. And if things go right, hey, make note and you'll know that that may work the next time. Look at it like this. This is a job interview and you are the interviewer. You know, we tend to focus on ourselves because we want people to like us. But it's better to find someone worthy of your time, not just someone who likes you. So figure out whether you like them. Now, this one, be grateful. I'm not really sure if I kind of really like that term, but and I don't want to sound hypocritical or, you know, I'm contradicting myself. But I would say enjoy the opportunity to meet another human being in a, you know, somewhat vulnerable position because you are putting yourself out there now. And they're opening themselves out to you, and you're opening yourself up to them in a different, unique way because this is someone new for you. So don't take it for granted and just go with it. You never know. This may be the one. Check your expectations at the door. There's no need to go into a date with a sky-high expectation or anything that it's going to be, you know, the one and only. Instead, just go with the flow. Number two, you're going to have awkward conversations. That's just the way life is. And let's be straight for a minute. People are awkward. You, me, everyone. And you've had some fear and anxiety and tension to the point that, you know, you've gotten yourself feeling like this is a disaster waiting to happen. Unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do about it. Sometimes you click with people and sometimes you don't. And if you do, it's fine. And if you don't, you know, the awkwardness is sure to follow, but that doesn't mean you can't do anything to alleviate it, at least some of the awkwardness. Each date you go on is an opportunity to learn something interesting from the next person. It's up to you to find out what it is. You can have little icebreakers, you know, look at the menu and talk about maybe what's on the menu, or maybe a current affair, or maybe ask them about an interest, just some kind of a way to break that. But you will have an awkward moment, and there will probably be some awkward conversations. Number three, you're going to be irrational. Now, this one, I want to say, I don't want to say that feelings lie, but I think our thinkings are sometimes a fallacy. You know, you meet someone and you have this strong thought that this person is, you know, the greatest or super spectacular or whatever. And you have to rationally justify them. My point is, don't be too hard on yourself for losing your head, because it is new to you. You know, you're dating now at a different time, and you're gonna feel things that are, you know, new or whatever. The biological drive to find a partner is a strong one, but if you're not looking for another future ex-partner, I suggest fighting this urge and go with some good old-fashioned rationality and mindfulness. In other words, use just good old common sense, okay? And number four, you're going to need to put yourself first. You have to ask yourself, who are you? What do you want? What gets you out of bed in the morning? What gets your blood pumping? What makes life worth living for you? These are age-old questions that we tend to brush aside because they're hard to answer. No one wants to put in the kind of time or effort, but we have to. If you're looking to get yourself back out there to date after being in a divorce and it's happened, okay? And what I've learned about relationships over the past couple of years is that they're not the be-all and end-all of life. You know, my ex and I, we were together a very long time. And there were some good times, and there were not so good times. And one of the things that I will say is that we both have memories, but there was some times that I realized that we were two people that were very young, and only one of us really had a solid understanding of what it took to be into a relationship and make a marriage work. So, you know, you have to figure out, you know, what things went wrong, and you have to acknowledge what your part was and, you know, how you're going to do things different now. And the main thing is, whatever has transpired and you have moved on, you want to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen again. Okay? So, as always, I always leave with my quotes. And the one I love is by my favorite author, Iyanla VanZant. And she says, relationships are not where we go to have fun. Relationships are where we go to heal, where we go to learn. And who you're going to attract is the person that's going to bring to the forefront the thing you need to learn or heal. I think that's real profound. And the next one I found, it says, after the stress of going through a divorce, it can be difficult to think about dating again. Everyone has their own timeline for when they might want to get out there. More important than the length of time is what one does during that time. I like that so much, I want to say that part again. More important than the length of time is what one does during that time. It's really important that when you're going through this, you're taking the time to understand learning you and understanding what you're going to do and what you're willing to accept. So it's not about the time length, but it's what you do during that time. And of course, my most favorite one is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. You know, I always leave you with, be kind to yourself and be kind to someone else. We'll talk again Friday, 4 p.m.